You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In a week where Pat Cummins' hapless team of spineless idiots, utterly clueless in the face of England's baseball brilliance, nevertheless won the first test by 2 wickets, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Joe Root and how he just owned the game. He ran the game, he was pure quality, and he just owned that space. And just had all of this lot, we're just scratching their heads going, what do we do? Well, sort of.
Well, he's out now, he got 40.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke and Ricky Ponting, who's putting Kevin Peterson perhaps in his place a little bit.
That was just perfect comic timing there from Ponting. He's brilliant.
Yes, yes. So we did that was kind of an example of what we all had to put up with KP during the test, who was perhaps a little bit one-eyed.
Yes, we'll talk about that later. We didn't necessarily always listen to the feed of the commentary that was being fed to us.
No, but
some of that commentary was stunningly one-eyed, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Mostly KP. KP was the head cheerleader, but he did have some assistants. He had Owen Morgan was often dragged in his wake, and surprisingly, Kumar Sangakkara was right in there telling everybody how hopeless and timid silly old Pat Cummins was, and how bereft of ideas Australia were in the face of the almighty baseball. Well, it was very much on the tier of some of the great one-eyed Channel 9 commentary in years gone by.
Absolutely.
So I think somebody on Twitter, and sorry, I can't remember who this was, pointed out that it was exactly the same one-eyed commentary we've expect from Channel 9 from back in the day, just going in the opposite direction. So very nice.
Refreshing.
There. Yes.
And this is to take nothing away from baseball, which was spectacularly good and gave us the best test ever, and we love baseball as well.
Yes. Yeah. That's more kind of the blind cheerleading of it paired with the repeated assertion that Australia had no answers. That just grew a tad tiresome after the first, 12 or 13 hours.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, baseball did get started right from the start.
It did,
With Zach Crawley.
Yeah, so Zach Crawley hit the first ball for 4, and that seemed to set the commentators off, because it was very tempting for them to, draw the analogy to Michael Slater hitting the first ball of a series for 4, or Steve Harmison's first ball wide, or Mitchell Stark's first ball wicket. It's just like, all right, first ball, that defines the entire series, and they certainly went with that idea, and they weren't able to shake it, seemingly.
No. Oh, well, they get stuck in one little groove, don't they?
Mm. I think my the highlight or the low light perhaps for me of the cheerleading did come when England took the last 4 Australian wickets in the first innings. They conceded only 14 runs in doing so, and Kevin Peterson just lost his mind at England's brilliant plan to bring undone the batting powerhouse of Scott Boland, who has a test batting average of 4.5.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Anyway, this, of course, is why you should listen to Guerrilla Cricket, right?
Yep, that's right. It was amazing that Guerrilla Cricket is back on and going strong. And it's an alternative commentary stream. You can find it on TuneIn or you can go to the website.
Yep.
It's a good idea. And there's also other options too. You can listen to SEN in Australia and there's plenty of other. Just turn off that TV.
Yes, yes. So you can certainly listen to Guerrilla Cricket, which will have Australians on there. And Australians who are willing to give it as good as they take. So there's at least the one-eyedness will come from both directions, which gives you 2 eyes, which is probably the best way to look at a game, right?
Yeah, indeed.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the first Ashes test. We're going to talk about it some more.
Yes, well, we won't go back to the commentators. We'll try to avoid mentioning them ever again. But yes, so
have we only had one test?
We've had one test. We've had a lot of action packed into that one test.
It feels like more, and it almost felt like a timeless test. It just went on and on and on. That's because we have to stay up all night, isn't
it? Yes. And it did begin with Mitch Marsh making his presence felt. Even though he wasn't part of the 11, he did sort out his run-up shortly after Scott Boland did his, and that got everybody in a dither before the coin was even tossed.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful trolling. Great comedy work there from Mitch Marsh.
Yes, we were wondering whether, is this Mitch's and Marsh's back again together, but just one of them?
Yeah, could we leave out
occupying both roles?
Yeah, could we leave out both Hazelwood and Stark?
Yeah. Yes, in the end, of course, Mitch Marsh didn't play, and nor did Mitch Stark, so we had zero Mitches and zero Marshes.
And you tweeted that out, surely, with your Mitch Marsh formula.
Indeed, yes. Yes. What else did we have? We mentioned Zach Rawley's ball for four, but we also had Harry Brook was another highlight in the first innings. His wicket, which was very comical.
Yeah, that's right. The ball kind of bounced up and over his head, and no one knew where it was, and Marnus shouted, "Catch it!" And
I think Marnus shouts, "Catch it," no matter what happens.
That's right, wherever it's going. And none of the close infielders, or even Brook, or anyone, or the keeper knew where the ball was until it finally kind of landed and then bounced, I think, off his legs and into the stumps, rebounded into the stumps. And basically, he was just bowled.
It was basically, the ball was like a pantomime villain. They're all looking around. Yes. Where is it? It's behind you, Harry. It's behind you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Landed on him and into the stumps. We also had Joe Root scoring, this magnificent century in the first innings, seemingly undismissable. This wasn't the one that Kevin Peterson was praising. This was the first innings one. He was just brilliant. He, an amazing
118,
century.
118.
Yeah. And he could have scored plenty more.
That's right. He was not out. And the reason he was not out
is Ben Stokes got very excited with half an hour left in the day's play. He decided, we'll declare. We'll have a crack at Khawaja and Warner, see if we can get them out. They didn't, but it was an idea worth trying.
It usually would have worked. Mm. So it was definitely an idea.
Well, you've got Dave Warner opening and Stuart Broad bowling to him. The odds were probably with Ben Stokes of that coming off.
That's right. And then Joe Root said, well, if you're going to do that to me, I'm just going to start with all sorts of wacky antics in the second innings. So he, first ball, tried to reverse ramp Cummins for six from the first ball of the day.
Yeah, that was after a rain delay where England lost two wickets in, for basically no runs, and they resumed and Root was just, I don't care that we're 2 for 28 or 2 for 35 effectively. I'm just going to try this. I mean, he didn't succeed, didn't actually hit it, but he was willing to try it, and that's kind of the Bazball ethos.
And he did succeed a few overs later.
Yes, he did, yes.
He did succeed.
He got the hang of it.
Yeah, he got the hang of it. And then he lost the hang of it later.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. And that's Bazball and Broad bowling. Broad was fantastic too. He was delicious. He got Marnus out both innings, right?
With his new outswinger delivery, which he's been working on, this new innovation, this mystery ball that swings away from the right-handed batter. He's been working on it. He's been talking it up.
Fantastic scientific invention of Broad's there.
Yeah, so yeah, he got Marnus both times, including a golden duck in the first inning. So he was on a hat-trick at one point, which was, typical Broad, getting the crowd all worked up and excited. And he also got, he didn't get Smith in the first innings, but Smith was also a non-factor in this test pretty much. So Australia went into the test with the top three ranked batters in the world in Labuschagne, Smith and Head. Between the three of them, they scored 101 runs between them from six innings. Hmm. And half of those came from one Travis Head 50. So not a great performance from those three. And they paid for it. They are no longer the top three in test cricket. Joe Root is now the new number one. I think just because he tried to hit Pat Cummins for six from the first ball of the day. So
That's enough of a reason.
Yeah. And ICC give you double points for that.
Double points. And we'll all of those three batters be dropped for the second test?
I assume so, yes.
Yeah. But of course, Khawaja came through. Khawaja came through with a century and then a 50. And that wonderful umbrella field from Ben Stokes, or the half-open umbrella or whatever we're calling it. Unbelievable. Yeah. And
it's basically just Ben Stokes playing silly back. What's the silliest thing I can do to try? Because Khawaja was never getting out otherwise. It was just like he seemed completely undismissable.
Yeah.
And Stokes just like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to make up a field. And he came with his umbrella field. Mm. And I think Khawaja was just so baffled by how he should react to it that he missed it and was out to Ollie Robertson, who emitted some swears after that, which got everybody worked up briefly until we moved on to something else to get cross about.
That's right.
And then Stokes, of course, got Khawaja himself out in the second innings, which pretty much seemed the point where England had won the test.
Well, they had won it, according to KP.
Yes. Yes. Once Khawaja was gone, that seemed to be trouble for Australia. But Australia did have one thing still in their advantage, even with Khawaja out, because the other constant that was helping Australia along throughout the test was, of course, the fumbling hands of Johnny Bairstow.
He was very funny.
Yes.
He has, we've seen him bat brilliantly. And, he's now really selected for his batting, yes. but he was keeping in this test.
Well, keeping in inverted commas,
yeah,
right?
It's we don't, and I think you've mentioned, we don't have to take him seriously as a keeper, do we?
No, no, we begrudgingly have to take him seriously yeah. as a batter these days. We certainly don't have to take him seriously as a keeper, and I spent the entire test not doing so because every time you might be tempted to do so. He took four catches in a row to open the Australian second innings behind the stumps. He first four wickets, four catches to Bairstow.
Amazing if you do some practice work, yeah, how it pays off.
But still, I still didn't take him seriously. He dropped a few others after that.
Yeah, that's right. In comparison to Carey, Carey was brilliant.
Carey was amazing. Carey did three stumpings for the test. First time Joe Root has ever been stumped. Alex Carey was the man on the spot as Root inexplicably decided he was just going to wander down the pitch at Nathan Lyon and miss it.
Yeah. And Carey got Virat Kohli as well.
Yes, yes.
Unexpectedly stumped.
Yes.
Earlier in the year.
Yes. We also have Moeen Ali made his return and, you know, perhaps unsurprisingly, given he hasn't bowled with a Duke's ball for about 1,000 years, he bowling however many overs he had to bowl in the first innings, he ended up with a blister on his finger, which caused him a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, that's right. He put some kind of drying agent on it and he was not allowed to, and then he was fined.
Yes, so, he was fined, I think, 25% of his match fee for that. All the players have lost 40% of their match fee for their slow over rate, so poor old Moeen Ali, his lol reply to Ben Stokes means he has to pay for like a third of what he otherwise would. He's lost 65% of his match fee.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor Moeen. What else do we have?
Of course we had rain. Yes. You know, we always get a little bit of rain. Hopefully not in the match that we're going to later on in this match number four. But because of England, a little bit of rain, it didn't really end up impacting the match too much, but it did delay the final day by an entire session.
Yes, it did. So we had a little bit of rain on day three and then a little bit on the morning of the final day. And all it really did was... It put the pressure on Australia to not just completely dawdle their way to victory. They were able to cruise slowly, but you know, as it turned out, they only had a handful of overs up their sleeve to when they won the test.
That's right.
So it added an element of time pressure that would not have otherwise been there. So yes, when Lyon joined Cummins, they needed 54 to win, and they had only two wickets in hand. And I think at that point, England seemed just about home and hosed. And then Cummins and Lyon somehow didn't get out. It was no big deal for Pat, of course. He's been doing that quite literally since his debut as a teenager. But yes. Very, very exciting end of the test, which I stayed up until 5 a.m. watching. So thanks for nothing, guys. Thanks for that rain.
And I did not. I went to bed. But when I woke up and you were not there, I went, oh, my goodness, this match is still on. It's incredible.
Yes.
And I got up to see the last 40 minutes or so, which is wonderful.
Probably the best time. I wish I could have done that.
Yeah. We would have both slept through it.
Yes.
Such a brilliant test. Such an incredibly brilliant test. And let's hope we don't get fizzes for all the rest of them.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, this one was great. And I did mention on Twitter that we did have a laugh at Broad's wonderfully absurd comments about the previous Ashes series being void. But it is reasonable to point out that this test contained more excitement in its 5 days than the entire five tests of the previous series.
Absolutely.
So it's definitely fun when England don't give up at the first sign of a challenge.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, this week's episode is sponsored by your local library. So you may not be aware of this. I don't think many people are aware of this. But if you are not able to buy my books for any reason, you can always borrow them from a library. And if you do so, I actually get money from them. I forget about this until this time every year when a random check pops into our bank account. So yeah, so if you can't buy my book for any reason, but you're interested in reading them, then head to your local library and ask if they can track one of them down for you. And borrow it, and I will get some proceeds that way. It's a way to support indirectly this podcast without costing you any money. So I'd recommend doing that. And in particular, I recommend borrowing the book Australia's 50 Greatest Matches of the Past 50 Years. You can read that one and then go back and tell us where precisely this match should slot into those rankings.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's play. Are you smarter than a fifth grade cricketer?
So here we are in the segment that is the quiz, and I have a quiz for Dan to do on his own. We completely have given up on any of this being a competition other than you against yourself.
Yeah, I think too much work to get other people involved. We're just going to face one another. It's the ultimate challenge. It's like golf. It's like we're cricketers playing golf. We're challenging ourselves.
Indeed we are. And there is one other party in this particular quiz, and that's Alyssa Healy.
Who's a very good golfer from what I hear. So this could be a challenge.
Good. So we're not playing golf though, you'll be pleased to know. Not even mini golf.
Excellent.
What we are going to play though is, did Alyssa Healy tweet this?
Okay.
And this is a game where I give you a tweet or sometimes a series of tweets, mm-hmm. and you tell me when Alyssa Healy is tweeting, is this Alyssa Healy or is it something I've just made up?
Okay. And this, of course, is to reflect the fact that, you know, we've just had the first men's test. We've got the women's test starting in just a day or so, right?
The baton has been passed from Pat Cummins to Alyssa Healy, Captain Alyssa Healy.
Yes.
We have Captain Alyssa Healy because Meg Lanning is out for the series and... we have some other wonderful players to look forward to watching with only one day off, and then we're into the women's test.
Yep, very good.
So and that's 5 days of it too.
A five-day test is magnificent.
If
I'm very
excited
about that.
Keep it going for 5 days. Yeah. So the first tweet, this is actually a tweet from @7cricket. Mm-hmm. They prompted...
Oh, so that's not by Alyssa Healy. Do I get a point for that?
You don't get a point. No, you've got to find the one that is by her, allegedly throughout this series. So here we have @7cricket saying, halfway through the WBBL 08, so this was around Christmas time. What's been the biggest surprise? And in response to that...
Somebody who may or may not be Alyssa Healy.
Alyssa Healy either said or did not say that she thought the biggest surprise is that Sophie Eccleston is quite funny.
Ooh.
Now, did Alyssa Healy tweet that or not?
I think Alyssa Healy did tweet that. I think she'd be surprised that Sophie Eccleston is quite funny. That may be the first time she's met her.
Could well be. And indeed, you are correct.
Hey.
That is a tweet from Alyssa Healy. And for bonus points, the other party in the tweet...
Sophie Eccleston.
Are they selected for the Ashes?
Yes, surely Sophie Eccleston's been selected.
But not 7cricket, as you mentioned.
No. Seven Cricket don't even get to cover it.
No. But you are correct. Sophie Eccleston is selected for England to play in the England squad.
Well, let's hope they have lots of laughs together while they're playing. As we saw with Pat Cummins and Ben Stokes, as tight as that, the final, you know, 20 runs of that test was, they were all laughing and having a great time. Yeah,
they had a great time.
So let's hope Alyssa Healy and Sophie Eccleston can continue that trend.
Yeah, and of course they were playing together in the Sixes, so they know each other quite well, Sophie being the orthodox left-arm spinner. In fact, the world's best female T20 and ODI bowler, which leaves open a big question about whether she can bowl in the test, which I like. Anyway, she is going to be playing, and I presume she'll be playing in the test, even if her strengths are being the best bowler in the world for T20 and ODI. So, correct. You have two points.
2 points.
One conventional point and one bonus point. Now, these bonus points will carry through
All
of the all of these tweets. If you can tell me whether the people named in them are in the squad, that is going to carry through. So, this next one is really quite complicated.
Okay.
So, there is a wonderful Twitter account out there called Australian Women's Cricket with Very Little Context.
Yes, a great account. Definitely follow them.
Definitely follow them and follow them particularly during the Women's Ashes. Yes. There'll be lots of tweets. And they often are responded to or reply. Mm. The Australian women often reply to this particular account. So in response to, there was a video tweet that Australian Women's Cricket with Very Little Context put out, and it was a king penguin waddling along, a fully grown king penguin waddling along, and a chick king penguin waddling along. They're almost the same height.
Yes.
But the chicks, of course, are brown and covered with fluff, whereas the king penguin looks like a...
majestic black and white tuxedo creature.
Amazing. It looks like a king.
Yes.
So anyway, these two penguins.
I can envision it.
Yep. And they said, this is Rachel Haynes and Alyssa Healy going out in the middle to open, which is a wonderful tweet. So Healy replied, or maybe she didn't reply. Mm. Did she reply, wait a minute, who's who?
I think she did reply that. I can easily imagine Alyssa Healy replying, who's who.
Correct. She did reply that. But this thread goes on. Grace Harris chimes in and says, "You're the short, fluffy one. Rach's feathers have definitely developed." Mm-hmm. Which is reasonably accurate. This goes on and on. Are you ready? Haynes replied. Rachel Haynes replies, "Ha ha, Grace. I look majestic. I think Midge is up front. Her clothes never had grass stains. Her bats had a fresh face, clean leg guards, and she always had matching gloves. Most of the time, I hadn't even brushed my hair." So that is the thread.
That's the conversation. Well, Rachel Haynes isn't playing, I can tell you that. Do I get a bonus point for that?
Yeah, well, then you do get a bonus point for that. That's 4 points so far. Who else is mentioned in this
Grace
tweet
Harris.
Thread?
Grace well, Harris. I assume Grace Harris is in the squad. Not sure whether she'll make the starting line. If she might.
It's only the squad, the question.
Well, then I'll say Grace Harris is in the squad, yes.
She is indeed in the squad. So everyone has been accounted for there and you now have 5 points.
Wow, on fire.
And that is a wonderful conversation and this is another reason why you should follow
the Penguins aren't in the squad, though.
The Penguins are not in the squad, no. So you
not
don't
the
get,
bonus point.
You don't get any more points okay. for that because, you know, who knows? Maybe the brown one is Alyssa Healy. Maybe it's the King.
Yes.
Now that Rachel Haynes has retired last year. All right, question three. You have 5 points already. This is question three. There's only four questions in this quiz. Question three. Again, Australian women's cricket with very little context tweeted a photo of Stark, Mitchell Stark, and Alyssa Healy, both appealing. In fact, it was a double photo. Mm-hmm. Both appealing with a laughing emoji saying, "These two."
Yeah.
So they were, you know, pretty spectacular appeals. Photo.
They're both very appealing people.
They are both very appealing. And Alyssa Healy replied, or maybe she didn't, but she replied, "I'm unsure that Leah Tahuhu was stoked with that appeal." Leah Tahuhu being in the shot when Alyssa is appealing. Did Healy tweet that out?
I feel like she did. Okay, it sounds like something Alyssa Healy would say, so I'm going to say yes, she did.
Correct, she did, in fact, say this. I thought I would have got you at some point. Anyway, this thread goes on.
I was very tempted not to say just based on the odds of would you give me three in a row.
may do a clean sweep on this quiz at this rate. Anyway, Leah Tahuhu replies to this and says, "Bit much for a not out."
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. And then Healy replies, "But you were out. We just didn't have DRS."
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, did Healy say that?
I want to say she said that as well. Yes, I'm going to say she said that as well.
No, she did
not.
See,
a shame.
I all got you finally. Yes. She said instead. She did reply. She just said, "I've been taught to ask," which is fabulous reply.
Very good.
Now for bonus points, how many of those people are in the
Women's
Ashes
squad.
Squad?
Well, Mitchell Stark isn't in the Women's Ashes squad, although he's probably going to be hanging around. He's always there. So as part of the support staff, I'm going to say Mitchell Stark is part of the Women's Ashes squad.
I think I'll give you that. That's you didn't get the seventh point there for the original, but you do get the seventh point for a bonus point. What about Leah Tahuhu?
No, I don't believe Leah Tahuhu will be playing. Maybe she'll be umpiring or something.
Yes, and I don't think she's married to any of the players who are playing.
I don't believe so, no.
I can't keep track of it, though. Who knows?
Fair.
Anyway, so she probably will not be in and around the setup in the same way that Mitchell Stark will be, having been married to a player. Married to a player.
Yep.
Okay, Leah Tahuhu is married to a player. I just can't remember which one. We'll fact check that later.
Yeah.
Okay, the last question. Last one. You now have 7 points. Did Alyssa tweet this? "Call your mum, go easy on the apprentice and stop trolling. Three very simple ways to be kind this World Kindness Day."
Oh, God. So call your mum is
call
the
your
first
mom,
one.
Go easy on the apprentice.
Does that mean like the TV show?
I expect it is a TV show.
Okay.
And stop trolling.
Stop trolling.
Three very simple ways to be kind this World Kindness Day.
That's so random that I don't believe you made it up, but you may have stolen it from some other cricketer. So I'm going to say that's not Alyssa Healy. I can't imagine her watching The Apprentice. So, yeah.
Oh, well, in fact, you would be wrong. She did say this. She was obviously, she was promoting World Kindness Day, and that is what she said. Now, for bonus points, you're on 7 at the moment.
Yep.
Anyone else mentioned in that tweet, are they in the Women's
The Apprentice? I'm not sure any of the Australian women were ever on the TV show The Apprentice.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm going to say no.
No. And what about your mum?
I'm not sure Alyssa Healy's mum is playing or my mum is playing.
No, so. So you could call your mum, but they're not in the Women's Ashes squad. Yes.
And I don't believe your mum is playing either.
No. So you end up
although there are mothers in the squad, right?
There are. There are mothers in the squad.
Hmm.
So we that could go either ways.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's give you a bonus point for that.
Yeah, why not?
So that's 8 points for a question for a quiz that only had 4 questions.
I
that
did
is
very
exceptional.
Well. Yes.
And it just shows you know a lot about.
I bazballed that quiz.
You bazballed that quiz. Absolutely. Better than Ben Stokes would have.
I can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
It's time for the Moeller Award, which is, of course, where we celebrate the ridiculous and the brilliant and the amazing in cricket. We'd probably have thrown in about 50 things from the first test if we hadn't already talked about them, but we have already talked about them, so they are no longer eligible.
They are disqualified.
They are disqualified, much like Moe and Ali's drying agent.
No reviews remaining.
No,
they
yes.
are
They're
not
out.
They are out.
So therefore, the first nomination I have is... I guess it's Ravi Ashwin is the person who's going to get the nomination because he, quite thrillingly, during a Tamil Nadu Premier League match, which is a men's T20 cricket league in the state of Tamil Nadu in India, he reviewed a wicket that had already been reviewed.
Wow.
So this is very exciting stuff. So he was playing for the Dindigul Dragons versus Ballsy Tricky. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. But anyway, after one of the opposition players successfully overturned an on-field caught behind decision, Ashwin, so that one had already gone upstairs. Mm. The third umpire had said, oh, yeah, no, he didn't edge that. That's not out. Ashwin decided, I'm pretty sure I saw Snicko on that. So he sent it back upstairs for the third umpire to have another look, and the third umpire did see that there was something on Snicko, but he reiterated that no, that was a bat hitting ground or some other thing that was not the bat edging the balls. But still, points for Ashwin for deciding, nah, screw this. Let's have a second look at that one. So great way to burn a review. That's one that Pat Cummins hasn't yet thought of. So let's hope Marnus asks him to review something that's already reviewed in the second test. So that's our first nomination,
and that's bound to happen for some ball that's been grasped by Cameron Green.
Definitely, yes. Yep.
Okay, yes. I don't have another nomination, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got Channel 9 is my second nomination.
Yeah.
And Channel 9 are being nominated because they've senselessly scheduled their dreadful Warnie miniseries, which they've been promoting, and we were quite excited about. Yes, we'd cover that because that looks trashy enough to watch and talk about.
Yes, we were looking forward to watching that.
But of course, they've scheduled it against the Women's Ashes in yet another example of Nine continuing their historical trend of not giving a fuck about women's cricket. So, so we won't be covering the Warnie miniseries. We'll be watching the Women's Ashes.
Yes.
Sorry, Channel 9. You
we may
dicks.
Watch Warnie on repeat, but maybe.
Anyway, that's all we've got. So who gets it out of those two? Is it Ashwin or is it Warnie?
Oh, always Ashwin.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And I think that's it for this particular episode, right?
It is indeed. You've been listening to Dan Libke and Kat Jones. Dan is at Lieb Cricket and also on Patreon and also on Substack.
Yes, you can find me danlibke.substack.com for all Ashes content. Heaps and heaps of it stuff there coming out every day. And of course, you can follow the podcast on Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter or Facebook. Just search for Can't Bowl Can't Throw. And we will see you all next week to recap the women's test.
This is Pat Cummins, this is Australia, absolutely at their best, the perfect delivery.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news, ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.